I had to learn that when I got into the jewelry business. I used to let the work ride me, crush me. I'd get a job, I'd worry over the job as soon as I got it. Oh, it was such a difficult job. And I'd take a file and a hammer and a saw and I'd get to work, and first thing I know I had spoiled the thing and I had to start all over again. And then one day a man came from New York, jeweler, boss said, now here's a very good worker. I was still an apprentice, and he sat down alongside of me and he was given a job that we knew, beautiful brooch he was to make, he was given the design. And we knew that it would take any jeweler in the shop a week at least to finish that work. Well, my friend sat there and he took that design and he whistled a song. He whistled, oh, sol mio, una jornada sole. I thought, what kind of a fellow is that? He sat there a half an hour and he just looked at the design. But you know, when he picked up his metal and picked up his hammer and picked up his saw, one, two, three, that thing was taking shape. I remember how all the men in the shop came running together. They'd never seen anything like that. Why, there it was. He made every stroke to count, every stroke of the file. Every move counted because he had it all under his control.